In the time of the Israelites, there was a man who would collect wood or cut wood. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. He was a very pious individual, but obviously not the most affluent and not the most rich person in his community. He was blessed with a very beautiful wife, and she was so beautiful that the people spoke of her beauty, and it became quite famous that this man, this woodcutter or wood collector, he is married to a woman who is very beautiful. This woman was known for her beauty. The king of that time, he found out about the beauty of this woman, and he gave an old woman this duty to convince that beautiful woman who is married to that wood collector or wood cutter, to convince her. He sent this old woman to convince her in any way to leave her poor husband and marry him and come into the palace and be and enjoy the extravagant life of the palace and be the queen of the king. So this old woman, she followed her orders and she met the wife of the woodcutter or the wood collector and spoke to her with words like, "What are you doing here? Why are you suffering with this poor man? You could be the queen of a palace. You could live an extravagant life." And with words of this nature, she incited hatred in that woman against her husband. Now, the woman did not want to remain with her husband, and she began to behave in a very negative way, or she became uncooperative, she became very difficult, to such an extent that her husband was forced to leave her, to separate himself from her, or to let her go. And the reason was that she was persistently being negative towards him, and in the end he realized that she didn't want to live with him. Her head had been turned by the old woman who had promised riches and promised her an extravagant life. The old woman and her scheme apparently worked. This woman left her poor husband, her poor but pious husband, and went to the palace of the king. After their marriage, when the king approached his new wife, suddenly he lost his eyesight. He wasn't able to use his hands. He lost the feeling in his hands, the ability to use his hands. He lost the ability to talk. And the same happened to his new wife, the beautiful woman who was affected and blinded by greed, leaving her previous husband, the poor but pious woodcutter, to marry this king. Now both of them, blind, unable to speak, unable to use their hands, apparently crippled. This news reached the prophet of that time, who mentioned their situation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In response, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "I shall never forgive them." Both of these people will never attain forgiveness. Did they think that I was unaware of what they did to that woodcutter?